All Scripture is given by inspiration of God, is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, preach the word, be ready in season and out of season, convince, rebuke, exhort, with all long-suffering and teaching. Welcome to Straight from His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, your grace. We thank you for the blood of Yeshua. And we thank you, Lord, for redeeming us from the hand of the enemy. And today, Lord, we offer the sacrifice of praise. You're worthy of all praise, you're worthy of all glory, and you're worthy of all honor. I thank you for your healing power, the healing anointing of the Holy Spirit. I thank you that you sent us your Son to die for us on the cross at Calvary. And I thank you, Lord, that you redeemed us. And I offer you the sacrifice of praise. I praise and I glorify your name, Lord, because, God, you're good and your mercy endures forever. Lord, I pray for those that are sick in their bodies. I pray, Lord God, that you would grant healing and grant deliverance in the name of Yeshua. Those that need financial miracles, Lord, bless them with the money that they need to go forth in the name of Yeshua. Those that need homes, Lord, put them in the homes. In the name of Yeshua. And Lord God of Israel, we thank you for sending your warning angels. We thank you for binding the strong man over the area and over the region right now in the name of Yeshua. Send forth your angels to push back the forces of darkness, and let the blood of Yeshua cover us. Let the blood of Yeshua cover us in the name of Yeshua. And Lord, grant relief, grant healing, and grant deliverance in the name of Yeshua. And Father, I pray that your blessing be upon this broadcast in the precious and the mighty name of Yeshua. Amen, amen, amen. Welcome to Straight from His Word, Saints. It's a blessing to be here with you once again and share the Word of God to the first time listeners. Hey, I'm not the typical radio preacher. I give it to you straight with no sugar added. We're living in the last days, Saints. Perilous times are here. The return of Yeshua is imminent. And as some of you that may not know, the enemy came after me. Came under spiritual attack, and I had a stroke. And the stroke impacted my speech. Enemy trying to shut me up, but here I am on the radio. Glory to God. God is good. And I'm here by the grace of God. And, you know, Lord was not finished with me yet. But so be praying for me that I get back up to speed and that my speech returns to normal. So if I'm a little slow today or if I mispronounce a word or two, don't hold it against me. Glory to God. Saints, we're in this series called Choose Whom You Will Serve. And last week we were in Exodus chapter 20. And with it, go with me there. And recognizing that we serve a jealous God. And he will have no other gods before him. And God met with the children of Israel personally. And Exodus chapter 20. And I want you to realize that they had an audience with the living God. Can you imagine God coming down on Mount Rainier and talking to you? You know, because many, we recognize that we accepted God and Christ by faith, because we've never seen God. And therefore, we believe what we've been preached and what we've been told. But as he was getting ready to bring them into the promised land, he says, I want to meet with the people because Moses, I've been dealing with just you. But I want the people to hear me so that they might know that I am God and beside me there is no other. And he came down on Mount Sinai, and he gave them, God himself gave them the Ten Commandments. And I want you to think and consider that God thought it was the most important to meet with his people. It's important to know that God delights in meeting with you every day in the secret place. As a result of what Jesus did for us on the cross at Calvary, every individual, every believer can have a one-on-one audience with the Lord God Almighty. Now, and that's personal. You see, what sets Christianity apart from all the false religions is the fact that it's about having a relationship with Father God, having a relationship with the creator of the universe, and that you can go to him, you can talk to him, you can meet with him daily and pour out your heart to him and commune with him, and that he will speak to you, he will lead you, and he will guide you into all things. He gave us his Holy Spirit so that we would not be orphans, to lead us and to guide us into all truth. Because it's about a relationship with him. And he was making it known to the children of Israel, this is who I am. He says in verse 1, and God spake all these words, saying, the first thing he says to them, I am the Lord your God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage. In other words, don't get it twisted. Don't think that any other thing or object brought you out of bondage. He wanted them to know, I am the one that has done this. He says, you shall have no other gods before me. He says, don't put anything or anyone before me. He says, thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth. Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor thy God, for I am a jealous God, visiting the iniquity of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. He says, understand nothing, no one. And he says, if you fall into idol worship, it's going to bring generational curses. It will curse your children after generation after generation after generation. Now, when we look at this here, and we look at our society today, it's full of idolatry, idol worship. And recognizing, saying, it was idolatry and idol worship that got the children of Israel in trouble with God. We've been covering this for months now, and recognize that Solomon led him into it by the strange wives and women that he married. And we see that they violated these Ten Commandments, particularly these right here. So God gave them to him. He said, hey, guess what? Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do it. So we live in a society today where our country is full of idol worship. All you have to do is look around. And you heard me say last week to examine our hearts and to make sure that we don't have any idols set up in our heart. and to ask the Holy Spirit to show us if there's anything. And in Exodus chapter 34, let's see what the scripture says. Man, you know, Saint, you know, we call this program Straight From His Word. And I think that because in the contemporary preaching, we've omitted the teaching in the New Testament. And the emphasis is on certain parts of the New Testament. So there has been an incomplete gospel that has been preached. Because the Old Testament shows you how Father God deals with his people in a relationship. In the New Testament, it tells us how to walk with God and to strengthen and to build our relationship with Father God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And in Exodus, I love Exodus because, you know, in Exodus, after the people, I got to go here. Exodus 32, let's roll there. I'm going with the Holy Spirit. So let's see if the children of Israel took heed to God's word and God's instruction. Now, you would think that if you heard God speak and God gave you specific instructions, that you would follow them. But the rebellious nature, the sin nature that resides in the people always rises up. And in Exodus chapter 32, it's the golden calf. And when the people saw, and so Moses went up to intercede for the people. Moses was always going up and meeting with God. And when the people saw, Exodus 32, verse number 1, and when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, Up, make us gods, which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. Now, look at that, saints. Didn't God say in Exodus 20, I am the Lord thy God, who have brought you out of the land of Egypt and out of the house of bondage? And so they were looking to Moses. So as Moses was not visible, something they can see, there's something in us. When it comes to God, we need to have something that we can see, touch, feel. And it says, make us gods which shall go before us, for as is Moses, the man Moses brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we don't know what has happened to him. So how soon did they forget, after having a one-on-one meeting with God, to say, hey, because they had Egypt in them. Egypt was full of graven images and idols. And that's what they were familiar with. And they craved to say, hey, excuse me, we need something that we can see. When God was their God. And Aaron said unto them, break off the golden earrings which are in the ears of your wives, of your sons, and your daughters, and bring them to me. And all the people break off the golden earrings which were in their ears, and brought them unto Aaron. And he received them at their hand, and fashioned it with a graving tool, after he had made a molten calf. And they said, here we go, oh my gosh. These be thy gods, O Israel, which brought thee up out of the land of Egypt. Didn't God say thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in the heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the water under the earth? Thou shalt not bow down thyself to them, nor serve them. For I am the Lord thy God, and be jealous of God, visiting the iniquity of the father upon the children to the third and fourth generation of them that hate me, and showing mercy unto the thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments. Then here we are right here now in chapter 32. They've created a golden calf. And said, hey, this is what brought you out of the land of Egypt. This is what brought you out. That's what the enemy does. You don't have to look to Jesus. You don't have to accept Jesus. There are many ways to Christ. There's many ways to heaven. Because what's at stake is where you will spend the eternity. In the presence of God or in the lake of fire. You don't have to live like this. You can do this. You can do that. You're okay. You can worship this. Yeah, go ahead and get that little grave. Go ahead and get that little stone, that rock, or whatever. And say, this is my God. You got people worshiping climate. The weather. It's become a religion. Yeah, well, that's another message. It says, and when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made a proclamation and said, tomorrow is a feast to the Lord. So here Aaron, who was a prophet, Moses' mouthpiece, he made an altar. An altar is a place where you go to worship. So they are breaking God's commandments already. And they rose up early on the morrow, and they offered burnt offerings and brought peace offerings, and the people sat down to eat and drink, and they rose up to play. So here God told them, they heard God speak. God says, I'm the one that brought you out. And we do the same thing in the body of Christ. Whom the seven sets free, we are free indeed. But we look to other resources. We fall off into other traps. Because the enemy is always seeking a way to break our relationship with Father God. And he sets these images and idols up that we go after them. And we bow down and we worship them. But look at this in verse number 7. Glory to God. And the Lord said unto Moses. Now, you know, like I said, Lucifer, Hillel, is a created being. He can only be at one place at one time. He has to get intelligence from his demons. What's going on? Woo! Lord, have mercy. Moses is up there communing with God, seeking God for the people. And God says, go, get thee down, for your people, which you have brought out of the land of Egypt, have corrupted themselves. Now, God is, you know, when you read the scriptures, God said, these are your people. You brought them out. And they've corrupted themselves. In other words, God pays attention to leaders. He pays attention to people in major responsibilities. And depending on your assignment. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I command them, and they have made them a molten calf, and have worshipped it, and have sacrificed thereunto, and said, these be thy gods, O Israel, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt. You see how the enemy took God's own words and put it in the mouth of Aaron and the people of Israel. And the Lord said to Moses, I have seen this people, and behold, it is a stiff-necked people. Now therefore leave me alone, that my wrath may wax hot against them, that I may consume them, and I will make of you a great nation. God gets angry at idol worship. God gets angry at disobedience and rebellion. God got so hot. He said, leave me alone. Hush. I'm going to take them all out, and I'll make a nation out of you. God says, I don't need anybody else. This is the sovereign God. And Moses, being the man of God that he was, having a heart for the people, besought the Lord his God and said, Lord, why are you so angry? Which you have brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power and might. He said, well, no. These are your people, and you brought them out of the land of Egypt. This is intercession, by the way. Having straight talk with God. Wherefore should the Egyptians speak and say, for mischief he brought them out to slay them in the mountains and to consume them from the face of the earth, to turn from thy fierce wrath and repent of this evil against thy people. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Israel, thy servants, to whom thou swearest by thy own self, and said unto them, I will multiply your seed as the stars of heaven, and all this land that I have spoken of, I will give unto your seed, and they shall inherit it forever. And the Lord repented of the evil which he thought to do unto the people. Now Moses stepped into the place of the intercessor and began to intercede for the people and began to remind God of his promises and the covenants and the things that he had spoken to the nation of Israel. And as a result of that, he was able to persuade God to have mercy upon the people. Oh, glory to God. And here in our time, as we look at this, when he sent his son to die for us on the cross at Calvary, Jesus became the mediator between us and God. His blood was shed for the remission of our sins so that we could have our fellowship and our relationship restored back to Father God. So Jesus stood in that place. No, there are not many ways to heaven. The only way that we come to know who Father God is through the shed blood of Yeshua and accept the sacrifice on the cross at Calvary. Saints, I can't finish this today. Be praying for me here at Straight Word Christian Ministries. I need your prayers. I need your financial support. If the Holy Spirit leads you to do so, pray for the peace of Jerusalem. The Bible commands to do so. Know that Yeshua is Lord. His return imminent. I love you. Shalom, shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle. If you'd like to contact Pastor Dermothy or send him a gift of support, the address is Straight Word Christian Ministries, P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. That's P.O. Box 25348, Federal Way, Washington 98093. Or you can call 253-431-7375. Again, 253-431-7375. On the web, it's straightwordministries.com. That's straightwordministries.com. Tune in again for more Straight From His Word with Dr. Dermothy Lavelle.